Session number 12249, Mr. Lowson, Reel 3.
Mr. P. Lowson, Reel 3. You came to a village, Lowson, whose name you can't remember. What were the billets and the quarters that were like that you were living in?
Well, they were very good, really. The men were billeted in houses that were vacated by the French people. Myself, I was billeted with Lieutenant Jackson in a little sweet shop in the village, run by two maiden ladies. He had one bedroom and I was in the next. And on a weekend, the Frenchmen used to do a lot of cockfighting. And we used to go and watch that, especially on a Sunday, which was quite entertaining for us. I was billeted after that in the office with the officers, of course, and most of my time was spent in the officers' mess, just across the road from the company office. And our time was spent, when we had time off, it was to drop into Lille. We used to have what we call the passion wagons. We used to go into Lille and take us into there, and that's where we used to spend our leisure time mostly. We got on very well, really, with the French people. They were very, very kind to us. We got invited out occasionally to these different houses, and it was most enjoyable, and never thought there was a war on, really, at that particular time.
You said that you went into Lille. What kind of things were you doing in Lille?
Well, more or less going into the pubs or the whatever they called them, you know, then. And of course, some of the men used to go elsewhere, but that's what I occupy my time with, mostly going into the cafes and having herbs and pomme de terre and cognac or two. And that's what was my...
Did you have any people coming over to entertain you?
No, we didn't. No, we hadn't any entertainment then. So we had to make our own if we wanted to. The battalion used to hold little dances at time to time, but it wasn't very often, of course. Because I think they didn't know what was going to happen, really. You know, it could have been called into action at any time, I think. But there'd be other troops
in Lille, obviously on leave at the same time.
Oh, yes, quite a lot of troops in Lille.
Did they
cause
any bother?
Well, not that I saw. Of course, I wasn't one for staying out till after midnight or anything like that, because I used to get myself back on the early passion wagon, and it had to be early next morning, of course. So I never saw any trouble. No doubt there maybe would be, but I never saw any anyway, not out there.
You mentioned cockfighting. Was the gambling between them?
Oh, yeah. Well, the French people used to gamble with them, yes. The people that they owned the house where the officers' mess was, they used to breed these birds just specially for that, and they used to have spurs on their legs and that, and by Jove, they used to go hellfire at one another. They did. Quite entertaining, really, because I'd never seen any before, but yeah, they did. It was a great sport for them.
There was no problems with gambling?
No. It wasn't legal, I don't think, but they used to get away with it. It used to be in a quiet place, you know, in the edge of a wood or something like that, where they used to go, not in the open, but never got caught while I was there, anyway.
You said you were above a shop, I believe you said.
Yes, we two maiden ladies.
And was it a comfortable accommodation?
Oh, yeah, my word, just like being at home. Yes, sheets on the bed and everything, you know. And they're very, very kind, the two old ladies. They must have been getting, I would imagine, at that time, in, well, in the 80s. And as I say, they had this confectioner's shop, and that. They were always giving us sweets and things like that. And coffee, when I went in on a night to go to bed, would insist that I had a cup of coffee, which I always remember that the coffee pot would never off the hob of the stove. There was always a coffee pot on.
You said so that you were eating in the officer's mess. Where was the mess? It was opposite the company office.
Yes, at the bottom end of the village.
Was it a house or?
Yeah, house, yes.
What was the food situation? Was it still good?
Yes, oh, not too bad at all. No, I remember we got some wirelesses sent over from England, so we could get the news and that. I can picture those, like square things they were sitting in the windowsill. And we used to switch those on and get the news.
Did you get any leave from this place?
No, never got any leave at all.
How often did you get post parcels?
Well, not too often. The ordinary mail wasn't too bad, but parcels, you know, maybe about once every 3 weeks or something like that, maybe a bit longer. But, of course, with more was moving about so much, you know, I think that was the delay, really, because, you know, soon they got settled into one spot and then they were going moving somewhere else. Because I just can't remember now, but I don't think we were in the village that long now before we got called away and ready for action.
Did you get any parcels?
Oh, yes, from my wife, yes.
What kind of things was she sending you?
Oh, cake and sweets and shaving soap and razors and things like that, you know, that that tasty bits that you knew I fancied.
What was the battalion doing?
Well, I couldn't be truthful. I couldn't like to say, because as I say we were on company detachment, and I spent all my time just in the officer's mess, you see. So I know they used to go out on schemes and things like that, but I was never involved in anything like that. Fortunately, or luckily, or whatever we'd like to put it. So, as far as I know, you know, I couldn't truthfully say.
You're still, of course, looking after your officer.
Yes.
So he wasn't taking you out on any...
No, I never went out in any of it with his games, no.
Was this usual? Was this the same with all batmen?
No, some of the men had to go everywhere where their officer went. Like, I think... with him being a local boy and, well, I mean, I didn't know him that well beforehand, but with knowing me and knowing the wife's family and that, I think, I don't know whether that had anything to do with it, but I was very fortunate, maybe, that, or unfortunate, which way, maybe, that he didn't insist that I went with him. So, therefore, I got a plus of things that other batmen had to do.
We mentioned letters. Were they being censored?
Oh, yes.
And who was doing that?
Well, the officers used to do that. That went into the officer, duty officer, whoever it was, of the day, used to go through all the mail and cut any bits out that shouldn't be in. So you had to be very careful what you put. You had to have not that I'd try to send any messages back, but, you know, if you wanted to say something, we'll have to kind of put it in a roundabout way, somehow the best way you could, and so that maybe didn't spot it. And, my wife had one or two with, like, pieces cut out.
Have you any idea what kind of thing was being cut out of letters? What kind of information would they cut out?
Well, maybe where you were stationed, the name of the place where you were stationed, I think that was one of the things, and, you know... Well, I was telling anything that shouldn't be known to the civilian population, like things like that. you know, whereabouts he were, what he were doing and things. And anything appertaining to the army, you shouldn't just have to more or less write and say that you were all right and receive the parcel if you had done, and that was about it.
About what time of the year was this?
That would be I would say about beginning of back end of April, beginning of May. We weren't stationed there that long, as I say, but it would be somewhere about there when we went to out just outside Lille.
Most of the battalion were evidently digging an anti-tank ditch. Was your company not involved in this?
Well, I should imagine they would be, but with not being with them, I wouldn't have liked to say definitely, but I'm sure that they would. When the battalion was on it, they would be involved as well. But,
did you have any scares, parachutists?
No, areas? No. As I say, you wouldn't have known that there was anything happening until the day we were called to say, right, we were going into action.